Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
We don't eat white bread.
We do not serve Wonder Bread. Our kids don't need all of the processed white flour.
These days, the phrase whole wheat has become synonymous with healthy, while white bread is blamed for everything from diabetes to obesity. But let's not forget, the invention of white flour helped put Minneapolis on the map. Here's Patrick Funstein from Mill City Museum.
Everybody thought in the past, because they associate white with purity, that the best flour was white flour. And that's where Minneapolis turned the trick. They figured out how to get rid of that brown stuff, come up with a pure white flour that had lots of gluten for making bread.
Local millers would coarse grind the wheat, then use blowers to eliminate the bran and the germ, the so-called brown stuff. Unfortunately, it's the brown stuff that's actually good for you. It contains the fiber and the nutrition.
All you're left with is pure starch or a simple combination of sugars and some trace proteins, and that is not enough to keep bugs alive, let alone people. So eat your whole grains.
While white flour continues to be very popular, now when it's sold, it has to be enriched.
And so you will never see a white flour product, which includes not only flour and bread, but also cream of wheat and spaghetti, without the word enriched on them, because it's not legal to sell them unenriched anymore.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.